Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Did you know you can get more with New York Lottery Plus?
You pulling my leg?
No, seriously. Just enter scratch-off and draw game tickets and get more points.
Pulling a fast one?
Nope. And you can put your points towards chances to win gift cards, cash prizes, and more.
Is this a stunt?
No, you even get points for playing new games.
You're pulling my chain, aren't you?
No.
Pulling my finger?
What? No. Man, put that thing away.
Sorry.
Introducing New York Lottery Plus. Download the app, sign up, get more. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, locked in all over North America. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. We had a lot of football going on. We had a tie last night. We got an injured superstar. We don't know his status in Lamar Jackson. We got the Ravens at 1-3. We got the Chiefs at 2-2 showing life. I mean, who would have thought this? I mean, Bobby Petrino is even back at Arkansas. Yeah, they're going to have to bring his neck brace out of retirement. We had NBA Media Day. LeBron James tells us about his future. Well, I don't know how much longer I'm going to play. Well, thank you, LeBron. We know you're closer to the end than you are to the beginning. Looks like Victor Wembanyama might have grown an inch. Brock Purdy hurt again with that foot issue after taking on the Jaguars. We got more football tonight. We got the New York Jets. They're taking on the Miami Dolphins. May the best or worst team lose, okay? We got more football. The Bengals are taking on Denver. That's right. It's a Monday night doubleheader. Hate those games. Hate them, hate them, hate them. Major League Baseball playoffs. They get started tomorrow. You want to know who's not going to be there? The New York Mets. Yeah, the only team in MLB history. The $300-plus million payroll, and they don't make it for the second time. Okay, we got a lot to discuss, of course, at the end of the show. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. It has been September 29th, all day long. Go back to some past years and evaluate some things that have happened. If you want to be a part of the show, you can do that. Here's the phone number. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. You can always listen at this time, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM, channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Be smart. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got some guests that are going to come through. How about this? We'll get into the Ravens in a bit. But in about 20 minutes, we're going to be joined by Cordell Woodland, who covers all things Ravens for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Shout outs to everybody listening in Baltimore. Next hour, we're going to have Sean Syed join us. Data analyst, knows all things football for Sumer Sports. We'll have a conversation with Sean about where we currently stand in the NFL this season as we are finishing up week number 4 by the time today is over. Gabe Lack's going to join us, covers baseball, all things baseball for USA Today Sports. We'll definitely ask him about the New York Mets and how they can bounce back from this massive disappointment, all the injuries and pitchers and just the bats disappearing at inopportune times. And then we'll, of course, talk about some of the teams that actually made the postseason. So I'll have that conversation with Gabe later on in the show. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer holding things down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Botcher, how you doing? You good?
I'm doing great.
I'm a little worried for the Jets tonight, but other than that, I'm doing solid.
Yeah, well, every time the Jets play, I root for them to lose because right now the New York Jets are wasting a lot of time. I don't think Justin Fields is the guy. But we'll get into the New York Jets before that game gets started next hour, Monday Night Football doubleheader. Hate them. Hate these stupid Monday Night Football doubleheader. Give me one game. It's a Monday. Yeah, I'm in the studio. I could sit down and watch two games, or I can watch two the best way that I can while I'm standing here chatting with you all. But ultimately, I just give me one game. Do I have to choose? And I understand, there's no Joe Burrow out there, but maybe I want to watch both games. Maybe I don't want to flip back and forth. Hey, NFL, you're doing too much. Give me one game next time. Hey, they're not going to listen to me. But anyway, let's talk about a primetime game. Sunday Night Football doesn't have these doubleheaders. Used to be a point in time where Monday Night Football was the creme de la creme. That was the marquee matchup. Them days are over. Sunday Night Football is where it is. And last night, we had a Sunday Night Football matchup that ended in a tie. What are we doing here? Come on. Cowboys and Packers are 40, y'all. I stayed up and watched that. It looked like the Packers were going to win. And then we had these Dallas Cowboys get back into it. Dak Prescott and Jordan Love are going blow for blow. It's a shootout out here. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys pretty much allow everybody to have a shootout so far this season. Just bad. You think about what we saw. Dak, he has 300 yards and three touchdowns. Jordan Love, he's 300 yards, three touchdowns. And then we get to the end of the game where the Packers force overtime with a kick after they screwed up the clock a million times. And then we get a bunch of field goals. Whoop-de-freaking-do. So welcome back, Michael Parsons. He did get a sack at the end of the game in overtime. I was waiting on him to get a sack, damn it. But we saw touchdowns flying. And we got a tie. The Dallas Cowboys, well, they still stink. They're going to give up every point in the world as the season continues on. And the Green Bay Packers, well, they just don't get a win. Michael Parsons, he says, man, 40? He gave up 40. Out of this defense stinks. Listen to what Micah said.
I'm pissed off, you know. I'm very disappointed just overall how we performed. You know, I even told Jordan to the side, you know, thank you for having our back today. You know, that's why it's so pivotal that, you know, you play complimentary football, because today Jordan played like the player he was, and we let him down. We didn't live up to the expectations on defense.
337 yards passing to go along with three touchdowns for Jordan Love. Dak, 319 yards, three touchdowns. They were literally out there going blow for blow. And so Micah returns, grand opening, grand closing. He said there was no feelings about any of this. He didn't care. He just, he says, my idea was to show up to work and try to destroy my old teammate.
It was just about killing four. And now it's on to whoever the Bengals got up, just killing that opponent. I just didn't think we did a great job today.
No, they did not do a good job. I mean, you're giving up 40 points. You're giving up a lead. You had a chance to finish this damn game off in regulation and completely wasted everybody's time at the end. Up next for the Green Bay Packers, there won't be as much drama as they get ready to take on the Joe Burrow-less Cincinnati Bengals. But we got to wait until Sunday, and the Bengals are already in action tonight against the Denver Broncos. We'll get into that game before they go out there and get started. Dak Prescott, knowing that he was able to bounce back and help him get back into this game with his performance. Ultimately, let's just say, I wasn't happy with the tie and the result, and neither was he.
I don't care about the stats. I don't care about the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows. I just care about the end result and the win. And so when you don't get that, right now it's tough for me. You know, I guess 10 years in, the first tie I've been a part of, it's hard to kind of wrap my head around it, because I know I'd feel a hell of a lot worse if it was a loss. But I'm not satisfied. Not that I would be if we won, but it's a weird feeling.
It's a weird feel. Well, it's weird every time, you know, every couple of years you look at a box score or you look at the standings and you got one victory, and you got a bunch of losses, and then you got a tie there. You just want to pull your hair out looking at the standings. The Dallas Cowboys have fallen to 1-2-1, and the Green Bay Packers, they are now 2-1-1. You know, after taking on Cleveland last week and losing that one, you would think that they'd bounce back with a win. Nobody ever predicts a tie. I mean, we get ties every now and then, every couple of seasons, sometimes multiple ties. Someone who didn't know you could even tie in a football game is George Pickens. He did have a brilliant game, no CeeDee Lamb, hauling in 134 yards receiving to go along with two touchdowns. George Pickens spoke to Westwood One after the game, and let's just say George doesn't know the rules.
I'd probably definitely say it's the craziest game I've been a part of because I ain't never been a part of a tie. I didn't even know football games could end in a tie. But definitely for our team, for the Cowboys, we were super resilient, you know, fighting back to back to back, as such as the Packers.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't admit that out loud, but he said what he knows. He said what he knows, and that's not a lot. Somebody else he always talks, says a lot of things, doesn't know much. It's Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones spoke after the game. He think they did a good job. Micah only had one sack. It came in overtime. And I guess this is reason for Jerry Jones to, be happy with the trade. Why?
I like the way that we got ready to play him. And we played him and we ran at him. And but we knew he was there and he made a difference. But that's the way it goes. Whether we like it or not, I'll take my side of it. And Green Bay can have their Saturday.
Oh, he's okay. Well, the guy that he traded for Micah Parsons, Kenny Clark, he had two tackles yesterday and one quarterback hit. And the team gave up 40 points. And I guess like George Pickens, he doesn't like the tie. I assume Jerry Jones knows that you could tie in a football game. He had an interesting analogy when it came to evaluating a tie. What did you just say, Jerry?
Well, I've never kissed my sister, so how's it taste?
I wouldn't go here.
Yeah, he says a tie is like, is it like kissing your sister? He's like, I've never kissed my sister. Jerry, I would hope not. None of my business. I would hope not. Oh, yuck. Micah spoke as well about this. Nothing about kissing anybody's sister. Micah was asked about the results, the return. Did his heart warm? Did it sink? Did it melt? How do you feel coming back, man?
The emotions for me being in Dallas went away the moment they traded me. I think, I even told D.Y., I said, understanding, you know, the people that you're around. Like when Goody told me that he was trading for me, he said, let me call Kenny before it breaks. The importance of the organization and that, like, I didn't even get to talk to my owner, the person that drafted me. I found out through my agent.
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, what a shock, right? He was sick of you. I mean, he's a dumbass for being sick of you. There's no reason you trade someone with Hall of Fame talent. Sounds pretty dumb to me. Pretty stupid decision. Either way, the Dallas Cowboys will move on. The Dallas Cowboys will give up a crap ton of points as the year moves on. The Dallas Cowboys will probably miss out on the postseason, and Jerry Jones will say this year was a disaster, and then he will proclaim that it had nothing to do with Micah Parsons. If you're the Green Bay Packers, at least you still have something to play for. The Dallas Cowboys will be playing the rest of the season, well, for giggles, for laughs. They're a comedy team. I mean, maybe they can pick up a win next week as they take on the New York Jets. They also happen to be a joke. Let's see what the New York Jets and Miami do tonight. I have a feeling this will be a good game, an entertaining game, because both teams are bad. Okay? You ever seen two ugly people fight? Be very interesting. Two people with nothing to lose, just out there swinging around. That's what we can expect from the New York Jets. The Miami Dolphins. The Dallas Cowboys will have an opportunity to outscore, well, definitely the New York Jets, next week. And I told you, the Packers up next for the Packers. Come on, guys. You got to get it together next week against the Cincinnati Bengals. You can't let the Bengals, the Burrowless Bengals, go out there and beat you. You got to get this defense together. Come on, Green Bay. Disappointing loss last week to Cleveland. And now you tie in a shootout. with the Dallas Cowboys? The Dallas Cowboys want to shoot it out with everybody this year. Their defense is stopping nobody. Their head coach, Matt LaFleur, he basically said, like everybody else, like I said late last night, a tie, you got to be kidding me.
Obviously, they didn't come down here to tie a football game, but that's what happened. It's disappointing in regards to just too many critical mistakes that led to that tie. Give Dallas credit. They did a great job offensively, you know, moving the ball down the field. But there's a lot of things that we all have to clean up, starting with myself.
Yeah, well, you can blame you, man. It's going to take the execution of this team to help turn things around. I mean, Matt LaFleur isn't one of these coaches, you know, in jeopardy of being fired. Well, we'll get into the Tennessee Titans a little bit later in the show. I love it when the star quarterback says, hey, how's the team performing right now? He just said, one word, three letters. Ass. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Cam Ward. Welcome to the NFL. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of ass, it looks like that's where the Ravens season is currently going. In the next break, we're going to be joined by Cordell Woodland from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. We'll get his thoughts on the Ravens, where they're going, the latest on Lamar Jackson and his hamstring injury. He's been relatively healthy over the past several seasons. Are the Ravens done? But before we do that, let's have a quick chat with Rashawn. Rashawn is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Rashawn, I'm very well. Go ahead. Make your point. What's up?
What's going on, JR, man? Tough weekend of football, especially for me. You know, when I last talked to you Friday night, I was just landing in Dallas from Baltimore. You know, I decided to go to the Cowboys game, despite all my friends being mad at me. They went up to KC to see the Ravens game, but I still think I made a better decision. That Cowboys game was, first of all, JR, I told you when I called you Friday night, Cowboys wasn't going to lose to the Packers. One of you laughed at me. You said, oh, I'm delusional. I believe in drinking the Jerry Jones juice. So technically, you know, the Cowboys didn't lose. So I was right about that. So, but,
okay. Well, I mean, hey, wherever you can find a win, knock yourself out. I'm happy for you.
Yeah. But that was the craziest game, Jay, I've been a part of that I've seen, in, you know, in person, though. I didn't know about the tie thing. I thought they went in like, I thought they changed that back in the Brett Favre days, you know, when he was the Vikings, about the overtime rules where you get another chance and basically it's a sudden death thing. I'm really, you know, didn't go down there just to see
those rules have changed over the past several years, in particular. Well, we know in the postseason, everybody that has definitely changed a couple of seasons ago from when we had the Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs going back and forth, and the Bills never got that chance and opportunity. But when you come down to the regular season, that rule has been changed for a while now, a couple of years. So we'll see what happens. Yeah. I'll say this, and thank you, Rashawn, for calling from Baltimore. If you're paying for a game and you get overtime, that's not the worst thing in the world. You're getting free sports. I'll go ahead and take that any day of the week. And typically, if you're going into overtime, that means the game is good. I'll be happy. But if I'm at home, I want to see a winner. If you go into overtime, still give me a winner. Nobody wants a tie. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It looks like the Baltimore Ravens, I mean, they may have lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, but it looks like for the long run, maybe the short term, they got something worse than a tie. They might be missing their star quarterback, Lamar Jackson. We'll get the latest on Lamar Jackson with Cordell Woodland on the other side of the break. He's coming to us from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love Love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got two more games today. Monday Night Football, wrap it up week four. We got the New York Jets in Miami. We have Cincinnati and Denver. But one of the bigger teams that took a big L yesterday may have taken a much longer loss for the rest of the season. I'm referring to the Baltimore Ravens. They're now 1-3 after losing to the Chiefs 37-20. And something that they may have lost as bigger is, maybe Lamar Jackson with a hamstring injury. You know, there's some other injuries to some key members of the defense. Things are not looking on the up and up for the Baltimore Ravens. Joining us right now is someone who covers the team from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. A big welcome to Cordell Woodland. Cordell, thank you for joining us.
For sure, man. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Well, I guess the big question is, we don't have too much of an answer involving Lamar Jackson. We know his legs are a big part of his game. What's the latest from what you understand about the multiple-time MVP's legs?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like it's a hamstring right now, and we met with John Harbaugh today, and he wasn't very forthcoming with really any information about Lamar and some of these other injuries outside of the announcements about, you know, Nnamdi Madubuike going on season-ending IR and Broderick Washington on the short-term IR. But other than that, he didn't go into detail about the injuries, which isn't a surprise. But from what we know about hamstrings, these things can take some time. So, you know, their bye week is week 7. It wouldn't surprise me if he's not able to make it back before the bye. Definitely wouldn't surprise me if he's not able to play this week against Houston, but it's something that we kind of got to wait and see how the week goes for him. But obviously that's a huge blow for a team that's kind of turning in the wrong direction right now.
Oh, Cordell, you think there's a chance that he plays against the Texans this Sunday? There's a chance, you think? I know they haven't said anything. What do you think is realistic here?
I mean, realistically, probably not. I mean, just looking at, you know, how hamstrings typically go for these guys, but everybody heals differently. So we'll see at they're off tomorrow, but Wednesday will be their first practice of the week for that game. So that'll be a huge tell. Right now, you know, my gut has me not necessarily expecting Lamar to be on the practice field on Wednesday. And like I said, I think it's a long shot that he plays this week because this isn't something that you want to rush. Obviously, how the Ravens year goes depends heavily on Lamar Jackson. So I would expect that they're going to treat this as carefully as possible and not try to rush him back out there before they think he's ready.
Cordell Woodland joining us from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. You mentioned some of the other injuries. Madubuike is now out. Has missed time already with a neck. He's now gone for the season. Roquan Smith is busted up. Marlon Humphrey is busted up. This defense, they've been playing some great teams here so far this season, the Lions, the Bills. What's going on with this defense? Can they weather the storm?
I don't know. I mean, as of right now, there's no reason to think that they can because the bodies are dropping like flies, and it's a lot of key guys. I mentioned Madubuike, who is going to be a massive loss for their defense and their team this year, and maybe for the foreseeable future. I mean, we don't know what the extent of this neck injury is, and John didn't really want to go into detail today. He said that's something that Nnamdi should have to talk about himself, so it doesn't sound great on that front for him. But that's a huge loss for that defense. Roquan Smith. I mean, we're talking about the middle of the defense right now. Your defensive tackle, who's a Pro Bowler, and now Roquan in the middle of the field, and they are not deep at linebacker whatsoever. So now they're forced to start Teddy Buchanan, who's a rookie, and Trenton Simpson, who's a third-year guy, but they don't have a lot of confidence in him. He's essentially lost his job to the rookie Teddy Buchanan before Roquan got hurt. So you don't feel great about the injuries. Marlon really hasn't played great this year, but to not have him out there is a huge blow. And even Nate Wiggins could be a massive loss too. We don't know the details about that as well. So it's a lot of question marks about these injuries. But unfortunately for them, the defense was bad before these guys even got hurt. So that's something that they're going to have to work on as the year goes on. And I just don't know if they have enough options at their disposal right now.
Well, Cordell, we know that Coach John Harbaugh, he gets a lot of flack for the team's performance over the years about how they've been good but haven't been able to get over the hump. Does he get a little bit of a break now in the city, knowing how many injuries the Ravens have suffered?
Absolutely not, if you talk to the fans. I mean, I don't think they're giving him any kind of break. It's just adding fuel to the fire, if anything. And, you know, I came into this year feeling like the Ravens weren't getting any excuses out of me personally. You know, these guys have been in this position for a while. They've had their opportunities. They've had some really healthy years, including last year. And you kind of just wonder how many opportunities do you get? You start taking these things for granted after a while. And I'm not saying that that's what the Ravens did, just speaking just even personally. You start, you know, we all start penciling them in to the playoffs and as a Super Bowl contender, and they should be. They should have been with all the talent on this team. But like I said, the fact that their issues were glaring even before some of these key guys got hurt, that's the biggest problem. And even with some of the guys that aren't hurt, I mean, they can't run the ball right now. Their offensive line has been a mess. Situationally, they're a mess offensively. Yes, they're third in the league in scoring, but you get them in some fourth down situations. You get them in pivotal moments in the game. It seems like they're folding. So they've got question marks all across this team that go beyond the injuries, and that's what I think is could be John's doom.
Well, Cordell, when you look at what we've seen so far, we know Houston is up next. We know about all the injuries. You just discussed the coaching situation. Do you believe the Baltimore Ravens can still go forth and make the postseason?
Sure. I mean, like I said, they're staring 1-5 going into the bye week right in the face right now, especially with Lamar not being out there potentially. His health and what he looks like going forward weighs heavily on any outcome they have this year. But that said, I mean, look, they've got a lot of talent. Even if they did go into the bye week 1-5, if you asked me at that time, did I still think that they'd make the playoffs? I'd probably say yes. It's probably going to take me and a lot of people some time before reality starts to set in and it gets bad. Now, I could easily see this thing going off the rails. I mean, I think we could just be scratching the surface of how bad it could get. It definitely could get worse, especially when you see all these injuries start to pile up. And then the reality of it's only, week 4. I mean, it's a lot of season left. Most likely, other guys are going to get hurt too. And so it could always be worse. And once your quarterback starts going down, that's never a good thing. So, yeah, I could see both things working out. But if you're asking me today, yeah, I still think they'll most likely make the playoffs.
Okay. Well, Cordell, we know the most difficult part of the season is past us. They lost to the Bills. They lost to the Lions. They lost to the Chiefs here. Man, it's been a rough one here to start the season for the Ravens. I'm glad you're giving their fans a little bit of hope. Cordell, you're more optimistic than me. I think they're cooked.
I mean, I could see it being cooked. I mean, I talked about it earlier on there, like, I think that this could be just, you know, the tip of the iceberg, honestly. Like I said, the injuries could follow up. You got John kind of unleashing on his offensive coordinator today in his press conference and a little bit post-game as well. I mean, I wouldn't call you crazy for saying that they are cooked, without a doubt. It happened to the Niners, you know, a team that was in the Super Bowl year after year and one of the best teams in the league, and all of a sudden the injuries start piling up. All of a sudden guys that are there aren't playing up to their caliber, and it starts to feel like you just came at a screeching halt. It could be that type of year for Baltimore, but it's we're only a quarter through the season. I'll give them the benefit of the doubt for now.
Okay. All right. Well, Cordell, we appreciate you for coming by, giving us the update, sharing your expertise. Tell everybody where they can follow, find, and listen to you, your work, everything on 105.7 The Fan. Fill us in, man.
Yeah, yeah. You can follow me on social media at Cordell Woodland. You can catch my show, The Fresh Take, with my co-host Ben Hall on 105.7 The Fan on Friday evenings. With the Oriole season now officially over, and it's been over for some months now, really, but we'll be on from 6 to 8, so you can check us out on Fridays as we get you ready for football weekend.
Hey, Cordell, we appreciate the time. When we chat next, I hope things are better in Ravensland, okay?
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be good. That'd be good. All right, Cordell, we'll catch you soon. Thank you so much to Cordell Woodland for joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You just heard, Cordell having a chat in the media room press conference with head coach John Harbaugh. He spoke to the media earlier today. What we'll do is take a break. When we come back, we'll hear some of the words from head coach John Harbaugh about these Baltimore Ravens, who are 1-3. And then, speaking of injuries, we had some other injuries across the NFL here in week number 4. We're going to give you an update on Brock Purdy. We'll get in depth a little bit about Malik Nabers with the New York Giants. Like, one giant falls, and it looks like another giant is rising. That might be Jackson Dart. So we got a lot to get into here in the next break. We'll do that, so don't go anywhere. If you want to call up, you want to talk, just like me and Cordell just did, you can call up too. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Do you believe the Baltimore Ravens are done? We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Right now, we're just still getting warmed up. It is time for a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Ever ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you know you can get more with New York Lottery Plus?
You pulling my leg?
No, seriously. Just enter scratch-off and draw game tickets and get more points.
Pulling a fast one?
Nope. And you can put your points towards chances to win gift cards, cash prizes, and more.
Is this a stunt?
No, you even get points for playing new games.
You're pulling my chain, aren't you?
No.
Pulling my finger?
What? No, man, put that thing away.
Sorry.
Introducing New York Lottery Plus. Download the app, sign up, get more. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Botox Cosmetic, onabotulinum botulinum toxin A, FDA approved for over 20 years. So, talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you.
For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, visit BotoxCosmetic.com or call 877-351-0300.
Remember to ask for Botox Cosmetic by name. To see for yourself and learn more, visit BotoxCosmetic.com. That's BotoxCosmetic.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Cordell Woodland for joining us, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. He says the Ravens, 1-3, they still have life. He could also see it going off the rails. I see it going off the rails, man. If they don't have Lamar Jackson, they don't got a shot in hell to do anything. It's enough that Lamar Jackson has been out here running for his damn life. It's enough that the defense has given up all these points. And I get it. They played and taken L's to some of the best teams in the league. But they've just looked a mess. And Lamar Jackson has still been amazing. I mean, he didn't throw an interception until yesterday. So he's been amazing despite everything going on around him. But everything going on around him at this point in time is not good. You have John Harbaugh, the head coach, who's telling Todd Monken, the offensive coordinator, that he needs to go out there and be more aggressive. Be aggressive. Well, let's see if Todd Monken holds his job at the end of the year. I think things are going to get ugly in Baltimore before the season is up. I think they are. I don't expect anything crazy during the course of the year. I just think we're going to go down to the wire. It could be an interesting offseason in Baltimore, but we got a lot of football left. If you missed that conversation with Cordell, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. But what are your thoughts on the Ravens? You can call up 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Do you think these Ravens are cooked? I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You know what? Matter of fact, let's take a quick listen to head coach John Harbaugh. You know, after that loss yesterday, you have to think about all these injuries, you know, going on today. Today, John Harbaugh spoke to the media. And is Lamar cooked? Is he done? Was he going to play anyway yesterday? What happened, John?
If the game was closer, would he have gone back?
No, that was the case. There was no way he was going to go back in the game. That would, the injury precluded it, you know, as you know, during the game, you know, you really just you're playing the next series as a coach, but there was no way he could go back in the game. I know Lamar, if he could have gone in the game, he would have been in the game. That's how he is. So, but I can assure you that he would not have been able to go back in the game under any circumstance.
We heard from Cordell Woodland about how John Harbaugh called out his offensive coordinator, Todd Monken. Let's take a listen to that.
The second, third, and fourth series were the series that kind of dictated the game for us. It put our defense in a couple tough spots, and those are situations where, you know, we operate better, we score points, and it's a completely different game. I mean, you know, what happened with the interception, I thought the linebacker made a nice play, but it wasn't a good play for us. It wasn't a good play call. It wasn't a play where we put our guys in the right position in that situation. I'm not happy with it at all. None of us are. They ran a, you know, double backer kind of blitz inside where they were right in Lamar's face, and we had downfield routes with no checkdowns, you know. And
damn, he's over there. Todd Monken is like, well, me, baby, the player screwed up. I mean, come on. Everything is a mess right now. It doesn't matter. You can't just pin it on the offensive coordinator. Is he protecting Lamar Jackson? Is he doing out there? Is he fumbling the football like Derrick Henry? Is he calling the defensive play? Like, come on. Everybody sucks. Got to go at somebody. 888-710-4ISN. It's 888-710-4ISN. Joe is calling up from Woodbury. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Joe?
Man. I heard my man Cordell. I even heard my boy Rashawn. But I'm going to say what nobody said today. This all goes back on Eric DaCosta. Now, I don't know if you can remember the 2 years Lamar got hurt. Those years he was running for his life.
Yeah.
They had no offensive line. Okay, now, I'm going to just harp on Harbaugh for a quick minute. His first 5 years, he inherited a team that was already put together, and they wind up winning the Super Bowl in the fifth year. You know who the general manager was? The Wizard of Oz. He put that team together because they were always complaining about not having a quarterback
or not having receivers.
He got them the receivers. Got Bolden, and then they got Jacoby Jones, and they already had Torrey Smith. But the best player on offense for them first 5 years was Ray Rice, Rice-A-Roni. But now you got Eric DaCosta. He's not, how can I put it? He's not a good evaluator. I guess the scouts supposed to do that for him. But as far as evaluating, putting an offensive line together, to me, they ain't had an offensive line since 2019 when they were the best running, you know, running team in football history.
The offense, well, it goes past, well, 2019, absolutely. We got guys like Yonder, guys have retired, people have moved on.
Yes.
But when you take a look at what they currently have, the offensive line is certainly something that they're trying to, you know, put back together. But to look
for
at the talent
years.
But to take a look at the talent in whole, we can't look at the Ravens and just – first, there is no perfect football team. I mean, we got a team like the Kansas City Chiefs. Their offensive line has been kind of slapped together over the past several seasons, and they have still had success with the limited talent. So there's no perfect football team. Is it right to go ahead and go, hey, the offensive line stinks? What are you doing? I think that's justified. But to say that
let me just say this.
Well, hold on, Joe.
Let me just say this.
Hold on, Joe.
I'm sorry.
To say that he's a poor evaluator of talent, I'm not going to agree with that. I mean, what are we just going to, you know, throw out the window, the Hamiltons of the world? And I know the defensive backs stunk the past couple of years, but I think there's some good additions here.
Well, let me get to what you was about to say now. As far as the Ravens.
I said everything I was going to say. Go ahead.
All right, now, what I'm about to say is, since the Ravens been here, they've always been known for defense. They've been struggling to have offense for the longest time.
When they were winning, absolutely.
Right, and they've won with majority of defense. I mean, kicking 5 and 6, 7 field goals with what was the quarterback we had in 2000? But anyway, what I'm saying is,
Lewis.
Defense is – No. What the guy we had got from Tampa Bay when we won our first Super Bowl, the quarterback – Dilfer.
Trent anyway. Dilfer.
Right. See, we always had running backs. Seemed like every running back came here did good. I mean, going from Jamal Lewis on up. But what I'm saying is defense was always the staple. Now, right now, our defense can't stop a nosebleed. So even though our offense always struggled, we always leaned on the front seven. So now you taking guys, you take, why would I would never take a guy who never had a sack in college. I would never take a prospect. See, to me, the Ravens got more projects, you know, that they don't start. They keep them on the practice.
There's some changes here, Joe, and I gotta let you go. We're getting closer to the break.
Okay,
we have
buddy.
Some other
nice
callers
talking
here.
Talking to you, though.
Thank
nice
you so much. I appreciate you, Joe. The NFL has definitely changed. Of course, we know defense wins championships. You think about the Philadelphia Eagles, and this is the funny thing about the NFL. I was in Philadelphia last week. And I did a lot of talking to a lot of folks, and the consensus was, and this is my consensus understanding, you know, if you're a sports fan, even when you're winning, you're going to find an issue and you're going to have a problem. Like, the Eagles are currently undefeated, but fans in Philadelphia, a lot of fans in Philly, they're finding issues with how they're winning. Well, they're not winning good enough, or it's not fancy enough, or the offense isn't doing, man, the name of the game is to win. Like, you're the best team in the NFL. You just came off a championship, but there's always going to be something wrong. Okay, for a couple of weeks, a couple of months, people can look at Howie and Philly and look at him and go, oh, man, he's great. I remember a point in time where he was getting ripped to shreds because of his decisions, getting guys like Rager in there. It's like, oh, well, he sucks, until he doesn't. The Baltimore Ravens have been awesome over the past few years. And there's a lot of teams that wish that they've had the success. I know they haven't got AFC championship success. I know they haven't gotten to Super Bowl success. But there's a lot of teams that would trade whatever the hell they have for what the Baltimore Ravens do. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Bob is here from Utah. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, I just haven't heard anybody say a word about Derrick Henry, really, but I think it's obvious he's playing hurt. Either bad shoulder or bad back. He won't take a hit. He doesn't challenge linebackers anymore. He does his best to fall down or get out of the way.
Well, we
has there been a word on that?
I haven't heard a damn thing about him being injured in any stretch way or form or imagination. We just had a whole chat with Cordell Woodland from 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. He covers the team inside and out. We talked about a lot of injuries. His name was not brought up at all. There's been an emphasis on Derrick Henry and some of the fumbles that he's had so far this season. Yesterday was the first day that he did not fumble a football. I've heard squat about a Derrick Henry injury, Bob.
No, I think they're keeping it under wraps because he's such a threat when he's healthy.
Well, I mean, if it's being kept under wraps, the NFL is going to unwrap it and kick him in the ass because there's a lot of gamblers who are not going to be happy with that one, Bob, okay?
Well, watch it and see.
Okay. All right, Bob. Yesterday, Derrick Henry against the Kansas City Chiefs, 8 carries, 42 yards. Not what you expect from Derrick Henry. But when you're playing from behind, you're just going to give him the rock? No, you're not. And then you got your star, the quarterback. That's the guy who is hurt. He's going down. Lamar Jackson had to leave in the third quarter. Yeah, that's a major issue in and of itself. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Andy from Baltimore, you got to go quick, Andy.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm good. We're up against the break. Go ahead.
The problem is Harbaugh, and the problem's been Harbaugh since the beginning. He doesn't know how to game manage. He doesn't know how to use his timeouts. And we've lost almost 30 times when we were winning by double digits in the second half. I mean, he's not a good coach. And every time Harbaugh's idea of taking responsibility is, we got to do better. It's not a we thing. You know, all this nonsense has been going on for years. Derrick Henry only got the ball 4 times in the first half. We weren't losing by a lot when Henry wasn't getting the ball.
Okay.
I mean, a couple of years ago against Kansas City, we only handed
Andy,
the ball off 6 times.
You're gonna have to wait and see what happens with Harbaugh at the end of the year. I mean, he may lose his job at the end. I'll put it to you this way. People get at him as coach. He oversees this entire operation. He's the biggest champion for this quarterback as well. We'll talk more about that on the other side. We'll get into Brock Purdy and his injury. We got Monday Night Football getting ready to start between the Jets and Miami. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-718-5543 or visit morethanagame.nc.gov. Must be physically located in North Carolina. TNCs apply.
Did you know you can get more with New York Lottery Plus?
You pulling my leg?
No, seriously. Just enter scratch-off and draw game tickets and get more points.
Pulling a fast one?
Nope. And you can put your points towards chances to win gift cards, cash prizes, and more.
Is this a stunt?
No, you even get points for playing new games.
You're pulling my chain, aren't you?
No.
Pulling my finger?
What? No, man, put that thing away.
Sorry.
Introducing New York Lottery Plus. Download the app, sign up, get more. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.